Live from WBHM in Birmingham, I'm Miranda Fulmore. Hurricane season starts June 1st. That's nothing new for those who live along the Gulf Coast. What is new this year is the fact hurricane season is happening during the coronavirus pandemic. We hear about how emergency officials are preparing from reporters in the region. Evelina Burnett of Mississippi Public Broadcasting, along with Tegan Wendland of WWNO in New Orleans, joined the discussion. WBHM's Andrew Yeager kicked things off.
One place where the pandemic will have an effect is with shelters. Clearly, social distancing will mean they can't hold as many people. Tegan, what have you heard from officials in Louisiana about how they're thinking about shelters?
Well, the Governor's Office of Homeland Security and Emergency Preparedness is holding a roundtable this week with local partners. And basically, they see COVID-19 as adding an extra layer to their preparations. So we use shelters all over the state to evacuate people, and they plan to continue to use those, but with these additional security measures. So adding more medical capacity, separating those who are potentially infected, and screening people using temperature checks, things like that.
And Evelina, I imagine you've probably heard similar things from emergency officials in Mississippi.
Yes, definitely. A lot of those same procedures they're looking at. They're also looking at how many people the shelters may be able to hold if they put in place the social distancing requirements or recommendations. One of the emergency management directors I talked to said they are thinking they may only be able to hold about one third of their normal capacity. And also they're looking at things like how to feed people if you're having to put in new procedures. And also they're concerned about having enough volunteers, especially they rely a lot on older volunteers. And they're also advising people to, if they do shelter often with family, to make sure that they're talking to people ahead of time to make sure that those family members are comfortable with others coming into their home.
One of the things that I've heard from emergency leaders here in Alabama is how social distancing would affect them. I spoke with Alabama's Emergency Management Agency Director, Brian Hastings, and he explained that normally when they have a disaster situation, they'd have 125 people in the operations center, and that just won't work in today's world.
It'd be just really, really problematic to try to have everyone with masks sanitize and disinfect all the areas all the time while people are that close together with that much traffic.
And Hastings said that right now it's almost like a dry run because they do have staff working remotely and figuring out how that communication works. And I also spoke with a person from the Jefferson County Emergency Management Agency that's here in Birmingham, and she explained that while they're involved in pandemic response, they've actually limited the number of staff involved with that so they could free up other people to deal with another disaster, be it a tornado or hurricane. And Evelina, what have you been told about how people should prepare?
Well, like I mentioned earlier, making sure that if you are going to family or friends, that they are going to be comfortable with having people coming in to their homes. One of the emergency management directors I spoke to also advised that residents may find it take longer to stock up on supplies, so he advised people not to wait to start stocking up. Another emergency management director said usually they advise people to be prepared for 3 to 5 days. Now they're thinking maybe to be prepared for as long as 10 days. And then also to make sure that you have those supplies, the masks, the hand sanitizers, that sort of thing. And the emergency management folks are also trying to stock up on some of those same supplies for the shelters.
And Tegan, hurricane season, of course, is nothing new along the Gulf Coast. But how concerned are those you talked with about having a pandemic on top of that?
You know, these are experts. They deal with this every year. So they're saying they're not very concerned. They held this tabletop drill with the National Weather Service this week to find potential weak spots running through various scenarios. And they're also just hoping that there are no major hurricanes early in the season, as officials are assuming will be more prepared and also have fewer cases of COVID-19 in the fall. And just like officials are saying in Mississippi, they're telling residents here to stock up on personal protective equipment like masks and hand sanitizer and add that to your hurricane prep kit.
That was Tegan Wendlin of WWNO in New Orleans, Evelina Burnett of Mississippi Public Broadcasting, and WBHM's Andrew Yeager. They spoke about how the coronavirus pandemic is affecting preparations for hurricane season. The conversation is part of a regional collaboration of public radio stations in Louisiana, Mississippi, and Alabama.